Buy Faust, the anti-odor neutralizer spray, for that realistic fart smell. And now for the high-budget, flagship daytime radio period drama, Inspector Detective on Shantae. I hope you're having a good day. I'm not.
Inspector Detective on Shantae. Inspector Detective on Shantae. Inspector Detective on Shantae.
No crime too small, but sometimes crime's too big.
Inspector Detective Enchanté, the case of the missing polo men.
Ring, 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 ring.
This is... this is Fanny Bentley, secretary. This is Fanny Bentley, secretary for Inspector Detective Enchanté's office. How may I help you? Every case is important to Inspector Detective Enchanté. I'll see if the Inspector Detective is available. Inspector Enchanté, Enchanté, here to help you in your hour of need.
This was no ordinary case. It was about a wheel. A wheel that happened to be round, with a hole in it. The kind of wheel that if you broke it in half, had two smiles. And if you turned it upside down, oh no, it wasn't a frown. It was an albino rainbow.
Ring, 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 ring.
A serious crime had been committed. How could anybody steal the last minty fresh mint that gives you that minty fresh breath? Just like that. The victim was distraught, naturally. I could hear it in their snot drivelling down their face. And besides, they made no sense. Just a whole lot of blubbering, but I swore I'd get to the bottom of it. We inspected the crime scene, naturally. I found a clue that would not be perceptible to most people. I gathered the suspects, Noonie, Timmy, Bibi, into the lounge to interrogate them. They sat there, and I observed how some of them looked more guiltier than others. Some definitely knew more than what they were letting on. I needed to pull out my special Enchanté Inspector Detective routine to solve this one. Someone knew something, that was for sure. Someone had the answers. It was just a matter of time before one of them cracked open. Like a pickled gherkin jar. I decided to get up close and personal.
So, Bibi, if that really is your name, please tell me what exactly are you doing here?
I live here, Inspector Detective.
Live here?
That's what I said, Inspector Detective Sir Enchanté.
Live here? Well, that's convenient, isn't it? And what about the rest of you?
I live here too. I have a nice view and a blue bathroom, Enchanté.
I feel like there's a pattern emerging. A big, convenient pattern. And you, Nini?
Oh, Olivia, sir, ma'am, sir, my Sharona.
Interesting. Very interesting. And did anybody of you see who took the last polo mint?
We know...
Are you saying you know who did it, Timmy?
He means he knows we all live here.
Right, BB. I want you to blow into this. A little bit more, please. Very good. Right, Timmy, I want you to blow into this then, please. Well, all you have to say, to be honest, that's pretty good. That's very good indeed.
Thank you.
Have you played that instrument before?
Yes.
You knew? Whoever stole that last Pooley Mint will be starting to get very thirsty. Very thirsty indeed. That minty flavour will be drying up your throat like the sun drying up the entire Egyptian Nile if it too had swallowed the last Pooley Mint. I propose whoever stole that mint would very much like to sip this glass of water that I'm holding in my hand. A very wet glass of water. Very thirst-quenching water. In fact, refreshing.
All right. I can't take any of this torture, this interrogation tactics. I need it. I had the last one. I couldn't help myself. I needed it. I hadn't brushed my teeth, and then I saw it, and it called out to me. Eat me. Let me be in your mouth and shrink as you suck on me. I love it. I'll make your breath smell nice. So I did.
One more thing. I put it to you all that Noonie pilfered the Pooley Mint. Case closed, to be honest.
There you have it, another brilliant case solved by your truly and deeply Inspector Detective Enchanté.
Inspector Detective Enchanté! Inspector Detective Enchanté! Inspector Detective Enchanté!
Another crime solved.